we're trying to make it work.
Yeah.
And you cannot throw all his money away.
Right.
And yet, I mean, and I understand Terry's opposition 100%. I don't like to see something in my line of view. But if we set it back to here, we're going to gain 18 feet. Not 18 feet, but we're going to gain 16 feet, right?
Yeah, so it's 8 here.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to gain 10 feet back.
10 feet, so it'd be 10 feet farther.
So the trees are not going to, the trees are going to be the worst in the building as far as blocking the
block and worse than the building.
Yeah.
At that point. And actually they are now. But I understand everybody's position here.
How long would you say the building would?
We're looking at 24 by 36.
36 feet.
Yeah.
36 feet, and you've got 60-some feet.
But we've got to get our variances.
You got 30 feet of setback to make, but only 26 feet of dirt.
Does he not own other property too?
But it's but
it doesn't matter.
It's parceled differently.
Some point he may sell it.
Yep. Because if he sold one or the other, it divides. So it doesn't. It can't really go by that.
Well, I think you're on the right track.
I think so,
that's a good idea.
And I hate to not do something.
Yeah.
And
totally
I like to see the man do what his property, what he'd like to do.
Absolutely.
But yeah, we can't interfere with other people as well.
Yeah.
And we gotta keep ourselves focused on doing what this board is supposed to do.
The right thing. Well, I think that's a fair compromise. So, would you be able to?
Yeah, I think you did good.
Scott, if you could give us those numbers that we need to ask for.
Well, just be an 18-foot front setback variance instead of an 8.
Okay.
We don't need any variance in the back now.
No, that would satisfy the back.
Yeah.
Okay, then I think that whoever can conjure that up into vocabulary, we'll let them make that first motion.
I would move to modify variance 2022-04V to allow an 18-foot front property setback.
For the structure.
For the structure.
And the concrete can stay in place.
Correct. Yeah, that's true. We need to say that the concrete, we don't need that.
Concrete doesn't matter.
We don't care if there's concrete there.
Doesn't matter.
But the structure itself needs an 8. So we would modify to approve an 18-foot setback for the structure.
Yes.
Can that structure have an awning or
any overhang or eave or soffit counts as your distance.
Building.
Okay. Yep. So you have 36 feet from
your drip edge.
Edge to edge, not wall to wall.
But your concrete can go all the way up to the property line. So I mean, you don't have to tear up concrete in that situation.
So basically, I just need 10 more feet of slab and move it 10 feet.
Yeah. We feel like if we can compromise that way, everybody wins. It's unfortunate, but at least that's better than saying move it all.
Yeah.
So.
Now seconded.
I'm sorry. Gosh. Yeah. All right, we got a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, there we go.
I hope that was a suitable compromise.
Yeah.
If a compromise was required, that was a suitable.
We had to do, we couldn't leave it like it was.
Well, a compromise was not required, but I mean, that's.
Okay, if required. A compromise is going to be reached. I know it wasn't required, sorry.
Hopefully it's workable and everyone's.
So, now I need to go get a building permit. Where do I get that?
My office. Get with Scott, and they'll take care of you and get you all set up. And
I'll issue the permit and send it to you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
That's it.
Yep.
Good. Thank
you. Unless y'all want to hang out, you can. we got all night.
I just want to know what I need to do on the other stuff.
Get a lawyer.
Well,
so
it's up to you guys, because where they moved the deal out there, he moved it without a permit.
So
and it also was more blocking the road than anything else.
Yeah.
Well, we have a complaint based system.
Exactly.
So you need to start.
So that's what I'm asking. What do I need to do?
Start at planning and zoning.
Okay. So the easiest way to say it is, anytime that something seems like it's probably out of whack, you'll go to planning and zoning. And you might mention it at that point.
Call our office.
Yeah.
I did call the office on this, and I also explained the deal about the other. But, you know, but I guess, like you said,
it's two separate
by the
things.
Property line, yeah, you know, by the property line, yeah, this is sitting, but his son's living in the house right next to it, and it's, it, he's paying, it says it's in his name.
Yeah. Well, the good thing is, there's probably already awareness of the other ones, but tonight, we're only handling this one thing.
I understand.
Thing.
I'm not expecting you to do it tonight. I'm only asking you what I need to do.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, on the property that's there, on the property we're discussing tonight, he's put a building right up against my line on the back.
Yeah.
Well, it still will have a setback.
It has to have setbacks, too. There's,
and it's his front line, basically the same front line as that, so it will be a 15-foot setback, correct?
His front's probably the little. If it's between you and him,
can
it'll
you
be a side.
Can you pull the steel back up again?
But you're saying it's too close to the street anyway.
Yep.
That's what you're saying.
Well, I'm saying it's too close to my property line.
Yeah. Well, it's not on the side. It's not 15 feet. What is it, seven?
Seven on the side. This is stuff,
that's not his front line?
Well, I'm not going to say anything because this stuff we need to do out of Board of Adjustment.
Yeah, we need to close the
office.
Yeah, sorry.
I thought you closed.
No, we got more meetings, so
I'm sorry.
Go ahead and call me tomorrow.
You're good. Hey,
and,
Terry,
yeah,
we appreciate you being here, and we appreciate you asking questions, but we can handle that at a different time. So
yeah. I thought you'd already closed.
Not yet. We're trying to.
Sorry.
You're
I
good.
Made it all good.
You are good. You are good. But you can, okay, so we're going
to
move forward with old and new business. Scott, can we talk about the review of the article 049.000?
So I sent everybody that article 49, and it has, I think, 100% of your bylaws in there. Travis and I went through it and tried to make sure most all the bylaws were in there. But there's just a few areas that I had seen. Now, I don't know if you guys have any questions. We can go through it page by page.
Well,
if anybody went through and...
I would like to know the changes.
There wasn't anything redlined.
Well, we didn't change the bylaws.
Oh.
But there was some additional stuff in here.
We just moved. Okay.
But there was a few things in there that
new.
I did find.
Just a new format.
So what do you want to point out?
So in the authority, which is 49.030... And you guys do a good job of this, but I just wanted to show you where it was in there. So it's talking about exercising the above powers, which would be your powers to hear appeals and variances, that the board may, in conformity with the provisions of the statutes and regulations, reverse or affirm wholly, so approve or deny, or partly or may modify the order, which we saw tonight. Well, my page numbers didn't go on, but it's article 49.030.
223?
Yep. In the decision or determination appealed from or may make such order. So I just, Rick had asked one time about being able to modify these, and there's the language.
And we can do that.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah.
And need to.
Yes.
That's like the right thing to do.
So the other one is farther back here. Article 4960 procedures. So under it, it says a proceeding before the board consists of an appeal by an aggrieved person from a decision of an administrative officer is a fact-finding appeal made shorter than the Planning Commission's meeting on applications. Again, this is just more, affirming what you guys already do, but here's the language. Requesting a change of land use, decision will be based on any new information or evidence and based on any incorrect or misleading information presented in the leading to the administrative decision, whether it be the planning zoning, the planning administrator, et cetera. This is not a chance to rehear all the information presented in the planning and zoning meeting. A copy of the file, letter of record, and minutes of the meeting will be submitted by the staff for evidence prior to the meeting. And you guys do a good job of limiting it, but this is where it's saying you guys have this limited scope of looking for incorrect or misleading or, And there's another part in here, and I didn't highlight it, that says you guys are by not any means responsible to research that information. It needs to be presented to you. Any questions? So one part I did see, but I haven't addressed it until I wanted to run it by you, is the meeting order under Article 4970. So presentation of the applicant is limited to 15 minutes for the primary speaker. So our first applicant, I can change what I read in the beginning if you guys say. I mean, that's been that way ever since I've been here, the 5 minutes. You can always allow more. But it also says that the presentation of parties opposed to the applicant's position, if they have a primary speaker, they're limited to 15 minutes.
I didn't know that.
Nope, me neither, until I really dug through these. So I can change it, and I can help you keep track. I mean,
as far as that goes, we've never put a time on the applicant.
Nope.
But thank goodness, if you let them know they have 15 minutes, they'll not use all 15
minutes. Well, if they have a primary speaker, I don't have a problem with that. It's the Branch and Creek thing. That
when we get the opposition.
Rehashes. That you try to hold to a minimum, but it's hard.
Yeah, but I think we wrangle it pretty good. Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's ever been.
Yeah, and they need a chance to speak. That come to speak need to be able to talk. Within reason. I mean, there's got to be some limitations. But
and you guys have actually
give them every opportunity to speak. They've come here to do it, and I think to not allow them or to cut them short. Now, the ones that go on forever.
But so the piece that I question, I think maybe I've brought this up to Scott before, is we allow the applicant to come up and rebut anything that's said, but we don't allow anybody else to come up. It doesn't seem fair that we're not allowed both sides.
I think it's written in that.
So number six, it says the presentation of rebuttal testimony by the applicant and cross-examination of the rebuttal witnesses by you guys. Rebutted testimony shall be limited to new matters made necessary in explanation of matters raised following the applicant's original presentation, or an answer to matters so raised, and shall not be for the purpose of merely resubmitting or restating matters previously submitted by the applicant in his original presentation. The applicant shall be given 3 additional minutes for each rebuttal argument if desired.
Which has always been the way that we've done that, because here's the problem. If you let them do a rebuttal, and then you let the opposed party do a rebuttal, well, then you got to do a rebuttal again for the applicant.
Well, that's where it says the rebuttal of the applicant, that there's no conversation about rebuttal.
I think it works good as it is. Yeah.
And you guys, Rick especially, you both of y'all actually have done a great job of, if I'm cutting somebody a little short, y'all can pull it back out. Like, y'all have a little bit more sensitivity than I do when it comes to listening to people on some of those things. So I feel like, and you do a great job of that too. So I mean, it's like, I feel like we kind of even flow it pretty good with our time.
Well, it always says in this and the planning, unless additional time is given, you can
I think you're right.
If we want to win, we got it.
I think the chairman has the ability to grant additional time if we need to, which that's the way to keep it fair.
I think we're handling that very
well. I think it's good how it is. Yeah. I wouldn't tell them all they have 15 minutes. Wouldn't bring that up.
So section 4980, of course, that's the burden of proof. It shall be the burden of the applicant in any case before the board to present sufficient facts and testimony that an affirmative decision, which would be favorable to them, a board in favor of the applicant, will be based upon the competent and substantial evidence. So it's their burden to present the evidence. Yeah. That's really all I had after reading through all. Now, there is another section that we won't even go into, which talks about special exceptions for non-conforming use. So if you had a non-conforming use in, say, C1, then you could have some non-conforming use come back into that, but it would have to be in C1 or C2 available. So you might have a C2 use in C1 that somebody else wanted to do another use in that building without changing the building. They could come to you and say, we want to do a different non-conforming use. So, I mean, that gets pretty deep, and there's no reason to really study on that and think about it until we have somebody come forward, because we'll forget by the time somebody applies. But you guys would hear something like that, and then zoning map, if we just can't get to agreement where that zoning line is, you guys would interpret that. Okay. But other than that, that's... And there's some conditional industrial uses permitting an M2. We just have to deal with those when they come.
Sounds good.
That's all I have.
Thanks for covering that. Also,